As parents prepare for the 2025 school calendar year, most of them are about not being able to keep their children in school. Mawudeng Manok is chairperson of Parent Teacher Association at the government-owned Jubade Model Secondary School. He says the fee structure at private schools is too high.
This school fee structure is very high for our people, and I think people like those who are working with the government employees and soldiers, those who actually who are working in small businesses cannot afford to pay this school fees because of economic crisis actually hit the country.
The Central Equatorial State Minister of Education says private primary and secondary schools in Juba are paying fees in dollars ranging from $100 to $500. Joel Philip Quer is the head of the non-profit Teachers Without Borders Association. He says some private schools charge in dollars is because of South Sudan's hyperinflation.
Some of the schools within Juba City are charging in dollars. Others are charging $100, others are charging $120. Others have reached the point of charging $250, $300. And according to what we got on the ground, they are charging in dollars because dollars is stable in the country. I mean to say there will be nothing like inflation at the end of the day. If they charge $100, it will remain as $100 from the beginning of the year up to the end of the year.
Luwate William is the Director General of the Central Equatorial State Ministry of Education and Instruction. He says his office is working to implement policies aimed at targeting private schools who charge parents in foreign currencies. Achieng Manyuat is fond of the St. Lawrence private schools in Juba. He says the national government charges private schools, forcing some to charge fees in dollars.
The issue of hard currencies in the market, it has nothing to do with the private school or a single school. It cut across. If you are talking the issue of charges in dollars, then how come even the migration is charging in dollars? The University of Juba is charging in dollars. What do we do? Everything is charged based on a dollar rate. What do you expect us to do? What are we going to buy? And we are buying in the same market.
Al Sandwa is a school officer at Storm Foundation, an organization implementing the girls' education project in South Sudan. She says sending girls to school has been a challenge in South Sudan.
Many girls will miss classes, and many boys are also going to miss classes. When now you go to the market, you can get so many girls are selling water and selling tea and doing a lot of businesses to come and pay their school fees. They are not paying in dollar. Even though you sell this water only $500, this money is very little. Now if they ask girls to pay in dollar, I think girls are going to remain at home.
According to UNICEF, more than 2.8 million children, or more than 70%, are out of school in South Sudan, putting at risk their futures and the future of the country. For VOA News, I'm Dennis Logonye reporting from Juba.